Yo, 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 we back live on location. Another tap in with my boy, the blackest one. Christmas is right around the corner, man. And guess what? After all this time, the whole start of the season, Ja Morant is back, baby. He making his return to the floor tonight. Our Clippers is rolling at the moment, Black. You believed. I had my doubts, but they getting done. Let's get into this, man. The Clippers went off last night against the Pacers, winning 151 to 127, Black. Harden had 18 straight points in the fourth quarter, looking like that man again. He was looking like that man. Clippers now sitting at 16-10, 9-1 in their last 10, Black, and now up to number 6 in the West. We've been having our ups and downs, thinking about how they're going to be and what they're going to look like. What you think right now, D, with what we've seen these last 10 games and that exclamation point from last night?
If you're from the Midwest, it'd be cold outside. And, you know, when you got an old school car, you got to go outside, cut it on, cut the heat up, and then run back in the house. Because it'll take a minute for the old school car to warm up.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the Clippers is doing, man. It's just taking a minute for them to warm up. They're getting it all together. They look good. They look unselfish. The ball is swinging all around the board. I think guys really starting to know what they do and what they bring to the table and how they win. So I'm excited to looking at the Clippers. And then I'm excited for James Harden. Shout out to James Harden.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people have been on his ass. A lot of people have been getting on him. A lot of people didn't believe no more. But, you know, when you're a Clipper, man, we got to believe. So, love what he's doing, man. You can see the excitement in him.
He's looking like that man again.
He's making snow angels after he hit a three-pointer and get fouled.
That's what it is. When you see him back having that fun again, like, that's when you know it's now you in a good vibe. Like, they smiling, they laughing, they joking. They having fun with the game. That's when you know a team.
Yeah, all the way down to the bench, man. You see them
exactly
on the bench acting a fool, rooting for them. So, man, I'm just excited to see it. And then they're a scary team to see in the playoffs because it's like, man, who you going to stop and who you going to guard? And I feel like they're going to be looking for matchups all playoffs. So I'm excited to see them finish the rest of the season.
Yes, sir. Then same arena. The Lakers raised the in-season tournament banner last night. What'd I tell you?
They were going to throw something up.
Yeah, they had
that. I didn't like where they threw it up at, but I knew they were going to throw something up.
Hey, listen. First of all, be very respectful, Black. They can't put that next to the real deals. They can't. They can't.
They did.
I thought they
did. That is next to the real deal. I like Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe. Man, I know he turning in his grave seeing that shit.
But we got to put it in perspective, Black. Like, this is the first of the first. You don't know where it's going to go. And I think with the Lakers, the all-time most winningest championship, winningest team in the NBA, with them being the first team to ever win it, and them putting the banner up next to the real ones, every team after that got to do it. I don't care who win next. Everybody got to do
definitely,
that. The standard has been set. But the standard, the bar has been set. Like, if the Lakers did it, they got the most wins, the most world, they got the most Larry O's. So if they put that joint up there, everybody got to respect it and put it up there like it's a big deal like that.
I said last time they should put it somewhere in the arena. But don't put it over here with the champ. Put that shit way back there.
It's in a
blank space or something. Like, you can't put that up next to the champ. When I seen it next to the championship, all I could think about was Kobe.
That video we saw going around.
That shit don't pose. Yeah,
city
that don't pose to be right.
Only world championships. I feel you. I mean,
but I felt it posed to be acknowledged. I'm glad the Lakers stepped up and like I say,
the tone is
seeing
set now.
The Lakers win. Yeah, seeing the Lakers win, seeing them put it up, man, it set the tone and it validates the in-season tournament. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy to see it. I just wasn't happy to see it next to the Larry O'Brien, you know, like banners and stuff like that. But it's definitely important, like, because I think the in-season tournament is going to be legit. And it's going to be legit for years and years.
They stamped it, bro. Like, the NBA couldn't have had nothing better happen than what the Lakers did. The Lakers being who they are, what they stand for, and what they mean. And then them putting it up there and giving it that type of respect and acknowledgement, the stage is set. Every team after going to do it. But let's move on.
Hold on. Before we move on, the Knicks beat the Lakers last night.
Brunson, fresh off 50.
Yeah, the Knicks beat And one of the things I want to say about the Knicks, I've been seeing this video go around where him and his pops is outside.
Rick Brunson.
And they working on a pull-up dribble. Between the legs, pull up at the free throw line. Between the legs, pull up at the free throw line. Both ways. And the stuff that you can hear, you know, his pops yell out to him. And the face he make. You know, he young. He don't want to get out there. He like, man. And he's like, coach. I mean, his daddy like, hey, man, it got to be faster than that.
Yeah, and harder.
Then to see the results of him doing what he doing now. They just beat Phoenix on the road. I think they lost to the Clippers, but they came back and beat the Lakers. Man, I just love stories and love seeing stuff like that when you see it in fruition. To see the work he put in, even though he didn't want to put the work in because he didn't know the meaning of it then. But to see the results now, he's one of the elite in the league, man. And I'm happy and I'm proud to see him and his pops, you know, come together and get something big out of it.
My takeaway from that, Black, was like, I didn't even care what the drill was. I mean, obviously, you know, that's what it was. It was the pull-up, it was the drill. But like, what you said, the things that stuck out was the things that he was yelling. And then to see, like you said, he a young kid. All young kids are tired of this right now. Dad, pops yelling, like, I don't want to do maybe whatever. But like, to see his demeanor now and to see how he is, his mental makeup and how he is, you could see it's directly derived from those days at the park with pops and pops not going easy on them. He told him everything you do got to be legit. He was telling him this ain't you're not legit. Going hard enough. You're not going fast enough. You're not holding your follow through. He was calling him on everything. And you, when you look at Jalen Brunson play from college, playing under a great coach at Villanova who was a tough-minded dude, all of this going to the mental makeup. And this is what really makes Jalen Brunson the perfect player for New York, because New York come with a lot of shit. And you, if you're not built for it, you can't deal it. And now that's just a little sneak peek into how he's able to be able to be out there and have that mindset that he's got. And he's mentally strong. That's one of the biggest things that I salute him for when he went to New York. He came in with a whole lot of stuff, whole lot of praise. And, you know, some people question it not. He's overachieved all of that. He's been the best guard the Knicks have had since I don't know how long, Maul or Steph or somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, you got to respect that. And then when you see that, that's what I love. Like, that's what you Pops gave him that. Pops played the game in the league, and he passed it straight to him.
Yeah, I love the kids of the league. You see, man, the work you put in when nobody's around, because that park was empty.
Boy. Like, I want to say that might have been Mom over there yelling some stuff through and recording, like, trying to say some stuff, some encouragement or whatever.
Yeah, like, that park was empty. And when you see the work you put in when nobody's around, all the way to the work where you fill up arenas and you in front of thousands of people, man, it's just great to see, man. That's the part of the game.
Shout
I really
out Rick
love
Brunson, man. Job well done. Shout out to OG Rick Brunson. You raised up a real one, boy, for real. Moving on, man. OKC beat Memphis last night, bringing their record to 17-8, Black. Like, how high can these young Thunder go, man? And also, the thing I like about them winning and continuing to handle their business is that this gives our guy SGA validity in that MVP conversation. Cause you know the team gotta have certain amount of wins and be doing well, holding the position or something. So, like, what do you think of OKC? How good can they be? And does SGA have a legit shot at it?
Man, SGA, hard right stop on the dime.
Drag back between the right leg.
Every single game.
Somebody go way over
I see
here,
that, and I see somebody flying. But the way they playing overall, man, led by SGA, man, the way Chet has been playing, man. It's not only their offense, like how they playing on defense, man. Chet is a windshield wiper back there. He's not giving up nothing easy. It's a no layup rule back there with Chet. And just overall as a team, how they playing, man. Shout outs to them and their organization for putting that team together, man. They got a lot of fire over there.
They're a fun team.
And I agree with that. I feel like, man, you know, it's something when you top five in scoring. You averaging 30 points a game. It's another thing when your team is winning and up in the standings and you be noticed for MVP. And I feel like that's the role that OKC is on. That's the role Shai Gilchrist is on. So, man, shout out to them, man. They doing their thing. And I'm going to do my cue. I changed my pick. Chet all the way.
I told you it was Chet. I had to go back. The consistency going to be there.
Chet all
winning.
The way, man.
Because, like, you know, when you look at the winning they doing.
Chet over everybody.
And the dog, I'm telling you, I – we've been working with his mentality, you know what I'm saying? The way he go about it, but like with them winning and then his consistency, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to be more consistent across the board with his stuff. I think, you know, Wemby going to have them spike up games and go crazy. But, like, when you just look at the body of work, I think Chet gonna win out there. And he's on such a far better team that's got a chance to do way more things, going to the playoffs and having a chance to win a series possibly and all of that. So, you know, I'm with you, though.
Yeah. Hey, shout out my boy Chet.
Yeah, I don't even like to talk about this next subject, Black. This our guy right mm-hmm. here. The record for most losses in a row is 26 mm-hmm. games by the 2013-14, the process 76ers. This was the dark days of the process for the 76ers. Right now, the Detroit Pistons have lost 24 straight games, and our guy Monty Williams is in his first year there, bro. Like, what is going on with the Pistons over there? What do you see, and what needs to change?
They just don't know how to win, you know, man. Kay had like 40 the other night. It's games that they be in. It's games that they got energy. It's games that they play good. Down the stretch, just a few mistakes that turns it over where they lose the game. And the mistakes that can be corrected, you know, you got to learn how to win in this league. You know, everybody not fortunate to be on a team that has veteran players or has good players that they win games and so forth on. When you're a young team like them, nobody's on their team has been in the playoffs. Nobody on their team has won anything in the league, so forth on. You got to kind of learn how to win. And, I think Monty Williams is the perfect coach that you can learn with, man. It's just a learning process. I don't feel like them games has been pushovers because still Detroit is one of my favorite teams to watch play, you know, with their young talent and what they're doing. But I just feel like it's just they just got to learn how to win.
They one of them teams, and you know, that you say that
really sum it up.
When you're doing, you know, when you play these type of teams in the league, though, on the scouting report, somewhere is going to say they're going to find a way to lose. Or at least if it ain't on the scouting report, you know, us as players will say that to each other. Like, you give them a chance, they're going to find a way. Because, they, like you say, they're so young. It's not really about some of them, you know, some of their intentions. It's just they're going to make young mistakes. Yeah. They're going to do young things, and they don't know no better yet. So I definitely agree with you on Monty being the guy to kind of teach these guys and get them in the right situation and so they can figure it out. But it's looking tough right now. 24 straight. San Antonio just got off the snide the other day. They was running along that record,
they
too.
They beat the Lakers.
They knocked the Lakers down and started it over. Yeah. So, you know, they it was both of them in it for a minute. But right now the Pistons is the last team left. They got to get off that snide, my guy.
Yeah, it's all right, man. You know, it's a learning experience in the league. And like me and you know, the league is not no pushover. You just can't come in this league and just average 20 just because you think you're nice. You just can't come in this league and just win right away just because you think you're nice. It's a process, and it's a process for all of us, you know? It just is what it is.
Let's get to these standings, man. Out east, you got the Celtics at 1-20-5. The Bucks right there, too, even though they clearly haven't hit their real stride. That's what's scary about them. 19-7, Philly at 3-15-7, Orlando at 4, Black 16-9. You got the Knicks right after them and the Cavs right after them. Then you go out west, you got the T-Wolves holding down number one. That's still a big surprise to me that they smashed.
Hey, big win last night in Miami, man.
Yeah, OKC at 2, right there. I don't know, you know, we got to see if they're going to be able to hold off Denver, because Denver at 3. Sacramento 4, Dallas 5, the Clips just slid on into that 6, you know what I'm saying? We right there, baby. They got to make up some ground, but they on a run right now. 9-1 in the last 10. Let's get to them sleeper picks, Black. Got a couple games tonight. Get to our sleeper segment. Got Golden State at Boston. This is a rematch from the final 2 years ago. Will Steph Curry have more or less than 28.5, and keep in mind he averaging right at 28 points per game, Black?
I think he's going to have less than 28.5.
Okay. I'm going to say less than 28.5, only because you got Draymond out.
Mm-hmm.
they've been struggling. I mean, Klay came on the other day, had a big game, but they've been struggling to have other people score like above 20 in big points. And then this is a Boston Celtics team, you know, a great defensive team come in with Drew Holiday, who you know they're going to throw mm-hmm. all over Steph. And then when he come out, they're going to throw Derek White on. So I feel like they got different bodies to throw at them, and they not, and the Warriors aren't at their full strength. So I say less than 28.5 for Steph Curry.
Let me ask you this. I thought Steph was going to end his career by hitting a three-pointer every game. I couldn't believe he went 0 for 8 against the Trailblazers.
To break that streak? Yeah, that was –
To break that streak, 260-something games. And he had a pump – one of the threes was a pump fake. Guy flew by. He had time to just, you know, just hit it. I know it's a layup, and he missed it. I just couldn't believe I seen Steph miss 8 threes.
I just can't believe that he didn't make one. Just like – He just didn't make one. But, like, that just goes to show you the greatest shooter in the history of the game can have an off night. Anybody can.
Have an off night. Anybody can. You right.
So, next one, same game. This one, our young fella. Will Jason Tatum have more or less than that same 28.5 points?
You're going to have more. I don't even need to hear what you're talking about, man. You're going to have more.
Okay. Okay. Black say more before I even tell him the points he got to get. He said more. He with you, Jay. I'm with you, too, though. I'm going to say he gets more than 28.5. He's been doing that regularly, so I'm going to go more on this. Jason Tatum gets more than 28.5. Next game, Grizzlies at Pelicans. The return of Ja. Will Ja Morant have more or less than 24.5, Black? Going against Pelicans, this is John Zion. This is John Zion, first game back. What he going to do?
Out the gate, 24?
One or two things going to happen, Black. It's 50-50 now. He either going to go crazy or he going to be out there, like, you know, taking it real easy, trying to get into it. But what you say? I say he gonna go crazy.
Man, and who Ja? We blessed, man. I'm gonna go with Ja. He gonna get more than 24.5 points a game. That game.
I'm going with more. I'm going that Ja's gonna have more than 24.5. He been suspended 25 games. He been working out, practicing. He thirsty. He about to be like a dog let off the leash. You know how we try and get out the kennel and go crazy. At the very least, he going to try to go crazy. That's what I'm saying. We'll see how things go. So I'm going to say he going more than 24.5. Same game, the other guy, Zion. Will Zion Williamson have more or less? This is insulting to me. Will Zion Williamson have more or less than 6.5 rebounds? Let me tell you why it's insulting. 6.5 rebounds, but then you look at the fact that he's averaging 5.9. Like, come on, bro. I need 10 rebounds, big fella. Yes, he's going to get more than 6.5 because he's Thanos slash Juggernaut. He got to get more than 6.5 rebounds. Yes.
I agree with that. He's supposed to have more than 6.5 rebounds. So, yes, I agree. He should have more.
All right, man, that's it for the sleeper segment. Go check out Sleeper and remember to use promo code KH and you'll get up to $100 match on your first deposit. Let's get into these Christmas Day game predictions, Black. We got, you know, December 25th, we got a full slate. A whole lot of presents in the morning, you know, food during the day, but games all day long. We starting off with Dame and Greek Freak going to the Garden. Bucks at Knicks. Who you got, Black? Bucks at Knicks.
I have the Bucks.
I'm with you. I'm going Bucks in that game. I feel like that Dame and Giannis is just, that's too much. I think they're going to be, you know, they're going to be ready to go. And it's the Garden. You know how everybody want to play and have a big game. And then it's Christmas Day. That's a little punctuation right there, exclamation point. So I'm going with the Bucks as well. Bucks over Knicks. Next game, Warriors at the Nuggets. Would this be a fight, bro? Because the Nuggets been looking way more far superior than the Warriors. But, and they at home. What's going to happen? Who you got?
I got the Nuggets.
I got the Nuggets too. I can't see nothing else happening that like they what they've been doing. And then when you just look at how both teams been looking, unless Steph go crazy and Klay go crazy, it's gonna be a blowout. Celtics, this is a classic matchup right here. Celtics at the Lakers. One of the all-time matchups right there. That's gonna be a good one, Black. Who you got in this one? It's in LA.
I got the Celtics.
You got the Celtics and I gotta go with Baby J too, man. I'm gonna go with the Celtics, but I'm iffy because if Ant Davis show up like he been showing up, it ain't no contest. Let's go.
Definitely.
Let's go 76ers at Heat. Who you got? Christmas Day.
I'm going with them 76ers.
Ooh, I knew it in his soul he was gonna do that. I saw it. I'm going with them
76ers, man. It's Joe Embiid been doing this thing, man. Shout out to Pat Bev, man. And yeah. Man, I love when Pat Bev do the Joe Embiid voice, man. It just
dead on, he up, funny.
Yeah, 76ers, bro.
Yeah, shout out to them Sixers. Shout out to Pete Bev and all of them out there, man. But I'm going with the Miami Heat. Don't forget, Black, Jimmy Buckets got mind control over them boys over there. You know that. He got mind control over there. When he leave, they be talking again. So I'm going to go with the Heat on this one. I'm going to say the Heat at home. Yeah. You know, Christmas, they're going to go ahead and get that done. Game 5. The Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka Doncic rolling into Arizona to see KD, D-Book, Bradley Beal, and them Suns. Who you got, Mavericks or the Suns, Black? Luka been acting a fool too now. Don't act like you ain't been seeing
that's what
them.
I'm saying
them,
that's
you know
that's what giving me the second guess because Luka been on this bullshit, man. But I'm gonna go with KDZ, man. You know, with the Slim Reaper, I'm roll with the Suns.
I think I'm a even though. Brad Beal, man, twist that ankle, landed crazy, man. I hope he can be back soon, but I don't think he'll be back for that Christmas Day game. But I'm going to roll with the Suns, too. Suns at home. Mavericks do have – Kyrie has been out. I don't know if he'll be back by then yet. It might be a different story if Kyrie is back, but right now I'm going to say the Suns.
Yeah.
You got the random stat of the week, Black. On Monday, Giannis – the Greek Freak became the Bucks' career rebounding leader, passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Right now, I saw him post this yesterday on social media. He is now the Bucks' all-time leader in points, rebounds, assists, and blocks, and only 191 away from steals from becoming the second player to lead a franchise in all five major categories. You know who the other guy is to do that, to lead the franchise in all five statistical categories? One of your guys now.
LeBron James?
No. No.
Michael Jordan?
No. Your guy.
My guy. I got a lot of guys. That's my guy.
Yo, this was your main guy. This was your guy.
KG?
KG is the only one to do it for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Shout out to Ticket, baby.
Big Ticket. And like after Giannis does this, it'll be Big Ticket, Kevin Garnett, and Greek Freak standing alone as the only two players to lead any franchise in all five major statistical categories. That's crazy. I didn't know that KG
shout
had
to
that.
Ticket,
shout
man.
Out to that. That's a bar right there, boy. The only one ever to do that. Still right now, presently, he the only one.
Yeah.
All right, well, who your shout-out to go to, Black? Give me your shout-out of the week.
I got two shout-outs. My first shout-out is to Ja Morant, man. Glad you done got past all the things that you need to get past. I'm glad to see you coming back to the court. I'm excited to watch you play again. You one of my
favorite players. To what?
And,
damn
man,
right.
And good luck. I hope you stay healthy. I hope we get a good glimpse of you this season. My other shout-out is to the O'Neal family, Jermaine O'Neal family.
Hey.
His daughter just won the national championship.
Hey.
Man, it was a beautiful thing to watch. He's a brother of ours. And congratulations to his daughter and congratulations to the whole O'Neal family, man. They did a great job.
And she also was the first ever, the inaugural number one overall pick. It's only one first ever, Black. She was the first ever pick. Number one overall in the Pro Volleyball Federation, which is a new volleyball professional league, and she the first ever number one overall pick. I mean, she called.
Shout out to them.
You feel me? Yeah. Shout out to the O'Neals. Super shout out to Asia and her Texas Longhorn teammates winning the Natty. She went out with the Natty, dog. That's big time.
Yeah, man, I seen your boy holding up the Longhorns in the stands, man.
Honorary Texas Longhorn. You know, he went straight out of high school like you, so you know.
Yeah, you know, he'll got no loyalty to nobody.
Yeah,
so,
ain't offended nobody. Ain't nobody offended. It's all love. Man, my shout out goes to both our brother, my former teammate, man, this weekend, Sean the Matrix Marion. Got inducted into the Phoenix Suns Ring of Honor. They sent that number 31 up to the rafters, never to be worn by nobody again, man. More than deserved, man. Got to give my big dog a shout out. Like I tell everybody all the time, bro, Steve Nash was the MVP of the league that year, but it's an argument to be made that Sean Marion was probably the MVP of our team, just from a standpoint of being an absolute utility guy at an all-star level, being able to give everybody the ability to guard one person, not doubling, and he was guarding them boys, Duncan, Dirk, KG, all of the, you know, this was that time. He's 6'7", so you know what I'm saying? Like, averaging a double-double, being an Olympian, gold medalist, all-star, multiple-time, all-NBA, to the rafters, the Matrix. Then he went and got a championship after he left, so he's an NBA champion. He's all that. He got a jersey retired. I wasn't able to be there. Had some craziness going on here at the house of the family, but, like, crazy super salute. Shout out to Trix, man. He more than deserved it. And shout out to Matt Ishba and the new ownership in Phoenix, because they came right in and got it done right away, something that probably should have happened on the other folks' watch, but we don't get into all that. But shout out to Matt Ishba and the new, you know, ownership with the Phoenix Suns and that whole organization, man. They doing things big right now. And Trix to the rafters, 31 forever, man. That's my shout out to my homeboy, Sean Marion.
Yeah, shout out to the Marion family, man. I love seeing his moms, and everybody there,
son,
man.
Was
and
there. Everybody
all
was
the all the sons, greats, man. Shout out to them, man. Well deserved.
Straight up. Hey, man, that's another tap in, man. We gonna be tapping in all season long. Me and the Blackest One gonna be live on location, even if it's from the offices like now. But we gonna be getting at y'all, letting y'all know what it is, man. Knucklehead Tap.
ThePlayersTribune.com.